Welcome to the April 2009 Teen Bookcast from the Leicester Public Library. I am your host, Terry, and I will be sharing with you some new teen books at the library. That's right, they're brand new, never been checked out straight from the box. How can you not be interested in a book that ends its description with, "It looks like fighting evil isn't a job with vacation time"? And that's just what Highway to Hell by Rosemary Clement Moore is about, fighting evil. Psychic Maggie Quinn and her friend Lisa are on their way to South Padre Island for spring break when they end up stranded in a small Texas town. They soon discover that something evil lurks there and is killing off the cattle, and it may be ready to move on to the humans. The description talks about strange bite marks. Could be vampires, could be zombies. Either way, this book is sure to interest mystery fans who like a bit of the paranormal. Rosemary Clement Moore also wrote Prom Dates from Hell and Hell Week. Next, we have All the Broken Pieces by Anne E. Berg. This novel, written in verse, has a picture of a ratty baseball on the cover, but the story is actually about a boy who was airlifted out of Vietnam during the war. He's lost his family and now lives in an adoptive home in the U.S., and while he struggles to come to terms with his new life, he still must deal with the secret he left behind. Oh, there is some baseball in it, too. This next book, A Mighty Wall by John Foley, is about a rock climber named Jordan. The back cover states, for the climber, there are only two absolutes in life, gravity and death. Unfortunately, Jordan can't protect his friends from either. This book is definitely aimed towards a male audience with plenty of vulgarisms, girls, outdoor thrills, and beer, but it is still a touching story about friendship and loss and might appeal to readers of both sexes. The dedication to the book Leaving Fletchville by Renee Schmidt says, "To all my students who had to be the adult when they got home, especially those of you I never knew about. Hints at a story where teens grow up too soon and have responsibilities that most adults avoid. Brandon is one such teen who feels responsible for the other kids in his neighborhood, the ones whose parents beat them, or worse. He is constantly in trouble, in fights, and doesn't do so well in school. It's not until a new family moves into town that Brandon is able to find an outlet for his unique talents." This next book, Isabel's Boyfriend by Caroline Hickey, is about Taryn, who meets the boy of her dreams, only to find out he is the boyfriend of Isabel. And while there is nothing wrong with Isabel, Taryn becomes her friend in order to steal her boyfriend. Will she be successful? It's hard to say, but this is definitely a light read where the main character learns a few lessons about life along the way. This next one was a Battle of the Books nominee this year, Baltimore, or The Steadfast Tin Soldier and the Vampire by Mike Mignola and Christopher Golden. While it was not chosen for this year's battle, it piqued my interest with its oversized hardcover and simple illustrations. It is the story of Lord Henry Baltimore, who awakens a vampire on the battlefield during World War I. A plague is then released upon the world, and it is up to Baltimore and his three friends to end it. One of its reviewers refers to it as, "This is not a novel, it's a war machine. Surrender immediately. Not for the faint of heart, probably a bit dark." This next one is also about vampires. The Reformed Vampire Support Group by Catherine Jenks. Nina is a 15-year-old vampire who's been dead since 1973. She still lives with her mom, she's not really that sexy, powerful, or romantic, and the only thing she enjoys doing is attending her Tuesday night support group of other vampires. But when one turns up ashes, Nina decides to step up and find the killer. For those of you familiar with Catherine Jenks' other books, Evil Genius and Genius Squad, you know you're in for a lot of fun. Some quick notes. Dirty Laundry by Daniel Aaron Haft is about a boarding school for rich kids who get kicked out of the other boarding schools. Star Climber by Kenneth Opel is a sequel to his novel Airborne. Shimmer by Dallas Reed is a retelling of Pandora's Box and takes place at a teen party. And finally, Geek Charming by Robin Palmer. Dylan is the most popular girl at school, with the coolest boyfriend, great friends, and more. When she loses her latest designer bag in a fountain, she finds an unlikely hero, or frog, in the form of geeky film buff Josh, who convinces her to let him film her for a documentary about being popular. I'm sure you can imagine what happens, but it's fun to read anyway. That's what's new in April. For a complete listing of these titles, visit my blog or the library's teen page at www.tworivers.lib.wi.us. Until next month, happy reading.